Yes. 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 Understood. Also, hey, make sure to wire the money sooner this time, okay? Don't use that tone with me. I'm just communicating my wants and needs. We're both professionals, right? It's on both of us to hold each other to a certain standard. Yeah, I'll call you when I'm done. Suit types are a real pain in the ass, you know that? Even in a relationship as delicate as this, they still feel the need to insist that they're the ones in charge. They know I'm the one doing all the work, right? They wouldn't be paying me in the first place if they could just ask any old gangster lying around to do this job for them. Noise the hell out of me. Don't worry. I'm not really mad or anything, just whining a little. Surely you get this sort of thing too, right? No matter who you are, or where you work, some idiot with half a brain is gonna get off barking orders at you. Even in a job like this. You realize how pathetic it is if you think about it for too long. Maybe you're right. I'm letting negativity get the best of me. Maybe I can blow off some steam with this next job. You hanging in there? I know a lot has happened the last couple of days. Huh? If I actually felt sorry for you, I would have let you go a long time ago. Hey now, I've been plenty good to you. Is sparing your life not enough? You did a great job with cleaning up the truck, you know. You did such a great job, I think I might want to hire you full time. Judging by the look on your face, I'm guessing that's a no? Now, it'll be okay. I won't be making any decisions like that. After this next job, you can go in your merry little way. You'll never have to think about me again. I just needed you involved enough that I could make sure you didn't think about running your mouth about me later. Is that so evil of me? In my personal opinion, there's way worse sickos out there. I would know, trust me. You got pretty lucky running into a lady as nice as me. Are you scared, being with me? It's fine if you are. I know I don't exist in a vacuum. I'm pretty damn good at my job, but that doesn't mean everyone wants me around. Catch my drift? You have no choice but to get in other people's ways when you're in this line of work. Yeah, you got it. There's other assassins out there, and we're not too fond of each other. You might be wondering why we aren't out there killing each other left and right. Well, we kind of are. But there's an order to our work. There's rules, you know? We have a guild and everything. If you're a little too trigger-happy or get into too many fights, you'll get blacklisted by all sorts of organizations. But, you know, when it comes to folks that kill other people for a living, you get pretty good at hiding your tracks. Sure, rules exist, but even the guild itself seems to believe these rules exist to be broken. That sort of situation. Now, the smart thing to do, honestly, is to join a group or a unit of some kind. When you've got people watching your back, it's a little more difficult to find yourself in sticky situations. That being said, anyone around you can kill you for any reason at all. You'd be a fool to think any of your teammates wouldn't sell your life to the highest bidder. So it goes. Why am I alone? Well, that's my business, isn't it? I guess the short answer, though, is it's easier managing myself and any feelings that might occur in this line of work. It's a little more dangerous, but I've had one too many bad encounters that could have been prevented if I just stuck to myself. Sounds like an excuse? Listen, buddy, there's a difference between not wanting your heart broken and not wanting a bullet in your head. Like I said, how I operate is my own damn business. Do I ever feel scared before a job? Interesting question. I've been doing this for so long, I guess I've forgotten I'm supposed to be afraid. Huh. It's kind of like the first day of a new job, or learning how to drive. For the first month, you're scared out of your mind. Every muscle in your body is tense. You're hyper-vigilant. You want to do the best job you can, so you're trying your best to pay attention to everything that's happening. You're taking mental notes. You're constantly analyzing your own behavior. That sort of thing. But after enough time passes, it becomes like anything else. You don't even think about it. You just do it. Obviously, this sort of complicity can cause accidents, right? You can start to think your job is repetitive or easy or sort of slip into a trance doing whatever it is you're doing. Well, I can't afford that kind of relaxation with what I do. But thinking about it, I guess I am scared. But in the way that all of us are animals, and no matter how much we like to pretend that's not the case, one of the things listed on our dithering strings of DNA is to survive. To say, I like being alive, is a contradiction in itself, isn't it? If I truly believed that, I wouldn't be doing any of this. I'd be posted up in the middle of the woods somewhere, or scrapping it in a new city, working some shitty job I don't care about. But people like me, maybe we've got something to prove to ourselves, and your life doesn't matter when it comes to that sort of thing. You've convinced yourself life isn't worth living if you can't live up to some ridiculous standard you've set up in your head. You've placed it there without even realizing it, and you've suddenly made the gargantuan decision to live or die by it. Or maybe we're all just plain stupid. We've got nothing else going on in our lives. We put ours on the line for no other reason than, this is something I can do. I'm rambling about something weird again. Well, thanks for worrying about me, but I think I can handle myself. I'm heading out now. If anything seems off, call me immediately, okay? This shouldn't take... Get down! Shit. Kind of a childish tactic, isn't it? Waiting for me to leave like some sort of two-bit cop. This isn't a game, you know. You can't get me that easily. Hey, you still alive? Hug the right wall. You'll be a harder target there. At least whoever's on my tail isn't very smart. They revealed their location immediately. You can't be that sloppy if you're a sniper. Maybe they thought they could lure me out. Technique aside, can't say this is the best positioning for me either way. Come on, you bastard. Are you gonna play the waiting game all night? The moment you take another shot, I'll know it. exactly where you are. This freak doesn't know who he's messing with. Just because I do most of my work with a PSG doesn't mean I can't blow someone's head off this distance with a rifle. Hey! Are you okay? Oh god, you're bleeding everywhere. Shit. Listen, I need you to do two things for me, alright? I'm going to need you to take deep breaths. Don't pass out on me. Hold your hands over the wound as hard as you can. You're gonna be okay, alright? I told you already, hiding a body is way more trouble than it's worth. I won't forgive you. I'll hunt your ass down to the underworld. Now stay still. I'll finish this. Still alive, right? Idiot, don't try talking. It'll make the bleeding worse. Well, it didn't end up hitting any vitals. But it's not great how much blood you're losing. Don't worry. I'm here. Everything's gonna be okay. I got you. What did I just say? No talking. Who was that? Who knows? I'm not the most popular in my guild. People take my preference of solitude the wrong way, I guess. Maybe they think I'm an easy target. A woman who spends all her time in her sweet potato truck, all alone. Couple of weirdos, if you ask me. Even in the world of assassins, you can't escape that sort of treatment. Hey, I gotta disinfect the wound. This is gonna sting. Like, a lot. There we go. You're doing great. You're kind of seriously unlucky. I'm sorry. You ended up getting hurt because of me. After that long spiel about only being responsible for yourself, I ended up causing the suffering of an innocent person. Well, clearly the truck isn't safe anymore. Huh? You say it's not my fault. It's you they were after. Come on, there's no need for conspiracy theories like that right now. Whether or not they were trying to kill you, at the end of the day, you were targeted for associating with me, right? I'm sorry. Why am I apologizing? Come on, I just said it. Don't make me repeat it. I went ahead and got you all wrapped up in something for my own selfish means. Now that I have to face the consequences, I'm feeling all bitter about it. It's a little pathetic for a killer, don't you think? There. All cleaned and wrapped up. You might set off metal detectors from now on, but you're gonna live. What the hell are you staring at? Go home. Huh? Don't I need help with this last job? Are you stupid or something? I'm already late. I'll figure something out. You need to get out of here before something else happens. You don't want to be alone after getting shot. Buddy, I'm not your keeper. Or your bodyguard. I'm just some crazy lady you ran into one night at an inopportune moment. You don't have to think about me ever again. You'll never see me again. I'll forever just be some crazy memory you have that you'll never be able to tell anyone about. Eventually, so much time will pass that the image you have of me will replace reality. And at that point, I will cease to exist. It was nice knowing you. Really. I don't need to say anything more to you. So, goodbye, stranger.